Daf Samach Tet, and we're holding at the bottom of Samach Tet on the base, the beginning of a daf full of refuot, medications. And we had gotten up to right after the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel of yesterday, with the end of the five lines above the bottom of the daf. So the Dama Dereisha for a pain that comes from blood in the head, which may be high blood pressure. So at least say, I'm gonna borrow over here the doctor's art scroll because I have no idea how to translate these things. But I'll quote from Uncle Art, but I can't vouch for this. What's that?
The scroll of Rebbe.
What's it called?
The scroll of Rebbe.
Okay. So Laite Shorvino Uvino Vyasadara. So they have it translated as boxwood. Okay, the willow is okay. Fresh myrtle is okay. I don't know about where the boxwood comes from. Vizesa Vechilfa Vechilfi Diyama Vinyivla. Zesa obviously is olives. Chilfa they translate as poplar. Cloves, that's good. And Yivla, okay, I see they gave up too. Okay. But the Shkalino Bahade Adari, boil it all together. And then Lintel Talasmi Akasia, high geese the ratio of Talasmi Akasia, high geese the ratio, a simple 300 cups poured on one side of the side of your head, and 300 cups on the other side of the head will probably get rid of anything. Being low enough, you don't have any of that available. Laisa Vardachi Varta the Kaipachadara, so bring a white rose where everything has been, it's obviously a misshaped rose where you have all of the leaves are on one side. The lishkele, boil that up. Lintol shitin kase. I guess the ratio of shitin kase. I guess the ratio. This is a sort of easier one. You get away with only 60 cups of the boiled mixture on one side and 60 cups on the other side. Okay. Over your head, yeah. But tzlichta is a cave of half the head, so undoubtedly a migraine. Let's say tarnago vera. The lishkele bezuza chivra. So you bring a wild tarnago. And you sheft it with a knife that you've made out of taking a zuz, and then you sharpen the side of the zuz. You could use anything as a saki. And do the shchita u'gisa de kayevoy on the side of the head, which is affected by the migraine. But be careful that the blood of the shchita doesn't get into his eyes. And then you take the tarnagol and you hang it over the doorpost where the affected person is walking in and out, so that as he walks in, he rubs against it, or as he goes out, he rubs against it. Okay, I'll probably borrow it again later if there's a number of lists coming up. Okay, continues the Gemara now in Amud Aleph. Livruk, I just want to mention that Bichlal, even though Tosfos says all of these refuas should definitely not be even attempted Bizman Hazeh for various reasons, the most important of which is what he calls Nishtanu Hativa'im, which is basically mentioned by almost all of the Rishonim, that things have a tendency to change, and the way that we relate to nature changes. Nonetheless, it's probable that the Gemara includes all of these inyanim, even though it's clear that it's was only useful at the time, and also it's very, very difficult for us to even figure out what these... I mean, the guesses that we have here, even from art school, are not going to help very much when you're dealing with the precise medical treatment, of course. That's another reason that the Rishonim bring not to try this, because you'll use the wrong medicines, thinking it's a mistranslation, or because we don't have these medications available, these particular plants available. But besides the things that are common, many of the issues here are part of medical culture until the beginning of modern medicine, really. It's very interesting. There's a number of books that were written on medicine in Talmudic times, relating them to what was in their times, modern medicine. There was basically up to the end of the 19th century, really. And a lot of these things that sound crazy to us were very, very common. But again, it could well be that there was a recognition that the mode of refuah was very, very reflective of the way in which people experienced reality, the way they related to the world. Because certainly one of the most, if you take a look at the cloud, cultures across the earth, one of the most insightful openings into a culture is the things that clearly work for them on some level as refuas. Again, even though 90%, this the Rambam points out, 90%, if not more, of the way in which refuas work is really through the impact of the responsiveness of the immune system to what you believe, what we call the placebo effect. But much of it is placebo effect could be more effective than the actual medicines in tests. I guess people don't trust medicines too much. Yeah? But in any event, it's profoundly reflective of the relationship to nature, to the world. And I think that's the trap Ishtanu Ativim. To us, all of this is nonsense, and therefore it's completely ineffective. But it's probably deeper than just the psychosomatic aspects of it, because the person develops within context. that may affect us in deeper ways than we're aware of. Things like the reason that people born in certain countries end up looking like the people in those countries. Remarkable thing. It's a clear-cut phenomenon, which scientifically can only be put down to interbreeding, which we don't believe. I mean, we don't believe the people that that came out of Europe and settled for one generation in England are having English children because they've been interbreeding with the English guy. It's difficult to believe. Or the Chinese, remarkable. They're in the war. I mean, unbelievable, those kids, literally. I mean, I remember when those kids that were coming into schools in the U.S. right after the war, basically. 5 years later, they were coming into schools in the U.S. They all were Chinese. Everybody was making fun of them, you know, the mirror kids. Vrukati, so this is for a cataract in the eye. Lately, akrava de shavchum, bring now a scorpion that has seven different colors or seven parts. You know, work abuse either way. Niyavshe betula. Dry it out. Not very good to use a live one, you know. Dry it out, but not directly in the sun, in the shade. The nishok, and what you do is you grind this up. And tarta manata, you put it now, in tarta manata kucha, v'chadam natmine, one part of ground scorpion, together with two parts of kachol, which was what you usually use for the eye shadows, type of chemical that was commonly used. It would put in the eye for all types of things. And then limli tlata mekachli v'hayena v'tlata mekachli v'hayena, and fill up three dropperfuls. This wasn't really a dropper, it was a solid, but it was a tube that was used to put into the eyes. It was a standardized tube. Three of which, one eye, three goes in the other eye. Tve lo limli. But you better be careful not to give too much, because the lo, if you give too much, poka ena, you could actually cause the eye to burst or to lose your eyesight. The Shavriri Delilia for problems of seeing at night. So, Nete Shudra Barka, Veneser Chodakaramine, Vachodakaramikabra. Talking about over here, a Shudra Barka means a rope that was made out of either the hair from tails of a horse or of a cow, or actually long hairs that were able to be made into a rope. And you take this, and you go ahead using, you tie one of your own feet and one to a foot of a dog, and then this is just a chant that is not supposed to make sense, but what you should have is you should have now kids that are chasing after you, that are throwing little pieces of broken pottery, and they say this chant. The Asa Kalba, Asa could either mean a doctor Kelev, or it could mean an older Kelev, elderly Kelev, and Nari Tarnagol. And then Ligve, the Ligve Shev Umse, Mishiva Bati, Vitvino Niala Betsimur de Dasha. Now, the question, Bechlau, how to translate over here, how do they translate Simur de Dasha? Because it has really two meanings. The Simur de Dasha literally means the hole in the ground in which you put what they used then as they didn't have the hinges that we had. The hinge actually went into the ground on top and into the top. Huh? The cup itself. But it was often used as the general word for around that spot. So if I see the dash, somebody's just sticking in the doorway. So it could mean literally to take these pieces of meat, you take one piece of meat from each home, and you put it in the tzinur de dasha. Could mean just leave it in the doorway. It could mean literally to let it sit in the actual tzinur de dasha. And then nichline bekukli gamata. You should eat it in the garbage dump. And batar hafi lifshot shudra barka. The name rafi again. This is all incantations. I don't know how do they have it as incantations? Yeah. Okay. So then you should take it off and say the words that Shavrin the Planita Palnita, and we notice that we always use the mother's name again, the voice of the Planita, like we do today for Misha Berach. The Shavkino go away from Plonibar Palnita, and then lit with a cowba veveta deyene, and they should go ahead and blow it into the eye of the dog. Poor dog. The Shavriva de Yuma, it's Giyamoma, somebody has a problem of being able to open his eyes in the bright light. So, Leis Yeshiva Sumkit, Bigava Bechiyuta. Again, I'm gonna take advantage of over here. So, let him take, Rashi says that the Sumki just simply means something very red. But since the Gemara often refers to Sumki as using the Tchul, because the spleen was very, very bright because of the amount of blood that holds it, so when the Gemara talks about having something that's extremely bloody, usually uses the tchul. I assume that's why Rashi says it means literally a tchul over here. But the spleen. So they have it actually translated as spleens. But that's not really what the word means, but that's how they translate them. And then you should vinetvine, you should broil them. Akaspa de uma, on the piece of pottery that the bloodletter uses for taking out the dam, which was supposedly very effective. We find it showing up in a lot of the refuahs.
Is it absorbed by the
lymphoma? I don't know. I have no idea. But I mean, unfortunately, I don't know. It's a very complex kind of interrelated topic that I don't have any tvisa over at all. So I'm sitting here with total amaratus. So v'nitvino achaspet umna v'leisev I megavoy v'ine shachrinu me'avroy. And what he sits on one side, somebody else sits on the other side. But namely, and have him say, the one who is iver, so havli de'echol, give me some of this to eat. And the other guy should say, namely, the man who can see, should say to him, sav echol. Ubata da'acho, after he actually eats, this is litfrei l'chaspet, break the shards that you had used. The ilon hadri aluya, if you don't, then it'll come back anyway, even though it may be effective for a little while. L'damadati ben Ephira. Now, there are some people actually born for this purpose. You know, if you have a Kohen that you name Levi, it's very, very useful. So Barnea's parents actually decided, why not give him an income? So what you do is, if you've got a nosebleed, Lacey Gavra Kohen, you need to find a Kohen whose name is Levi. Of course, that's ridiculous. Who would name a Kohen Levi? So Barnea, is this, have you collected on this one?
It has worked.
Okay. So take a coin whose name is Levi. The lift of Levi Lamafreya, write Levi backwards. You should write Levi backwards and that'll actually work. Okay, go ahead and tell us what you did. Go, you're on. This is coming from a coin by the name of Levi.
Yes, well, also has a friend named Levi Yermiel.
But what happened with you?
I've often written this to people, but I didn't have a dramatic mice.
All right, Velo, what if you don't find a coin whose name is Levi? Lita Yinishmiyami, you could just ask anybody to write as follows. Niktivlei, Anna, Papi Shila Barsumki. He has to write those words, me, my name being Papi Shila Barsumki, which of course is a remnant of the blood, but he has to write that backwards, Lamafreya. Velo Niktivlei Hachi. Tam deli b'mei kesev, tam deli b'mei pagam. If not, write the following words. The taste of a bucket in silver water, the taste of a bucket in polluted water. V'ilo, laitei ikra de aspasta. If not, you should bring the roots of aspasta, which is like fodder or hay that hasn't grown completely. The ashla, the puria atiki. You take a rope that's been used for the support of a mattress on a bed. That's old. And then I'm going to need you again here. Okay, so we have the cortisol muri came. Yeah, saffron is generally what's used for green. Cortisol rashi they have here is rag paper. The sumka de luliva and the red part of a lulav branch. And then nikle bahari adade, burn these all together. Velese givova da amro, vinigal tarte patile. What you do is you bring some raw wool and you rub it to get two strands out of it, two threads out of it. Velitamish b'chola, dip it into vinegar, and then v'nigdavu b'kit ma'adein, rub it in the ash of the ingredients that you just burned. V'netik b'nechira, you put one in each nasr. V'yelo, if that doesn't work, lichse, if you don't have available these ingredients, lichse amat amayim. What you should do is find a water channel that's flowing, gazet b'mizr klapim marav, that's going from east to west, and then you put one leg on one side, one leg on the other. V'nifsa, I mean, split your legs. V'nekum chad kar lahaygisa v'chad kar lahaygisa. Take some of the mud with your right hand from underneath your left foot. Ubiyadi the small hand with your left hand from underneath your right foot. And once again, use those two, take that wool and make two threads of it. Dip them now into the mud. And one goes in one nostril, one in the other. And if that doesn't work, you could sit under a drain from a house. V'naiteng maya, have somebody pour water, not drain, what do you call those?
Drain pipe.
Water spout. V'naiteng maya, let somebody pour some,
what do you call it? Gutter.
The gutter. Let somebody pour water. V'lishto alei, it should pour over him, v'limrei, and say the following incantation. Ki echa de paske ani maya, In the same way that this water is going to stop, if you only pour down a little bit. So lifsek damit apani barpal nita. So let the blood that is coming, and then you use the name of the patient and his mother's name, let that blood stop bleeding. The damit yasimi puma. Now, if somebody is coughing up blood, so then batkinale begila dechitata. You take a piece of the wheat, the stalk of wheat. If this blood now sticks, then it's coming from the lungs. Mireya kahati. And if it's coming from the lungs, eat like takanta, there's a way to fix it, which we'll see later. Ve'ilo, but if it doesn't stick, then the blood is coming from the kaved, it's coming from the liver. And then let like takanta, we don't know of any way to fix it. Omele ravami ravashi, that doesn't really make sense, al pi hilchas trefes. Because anan imchatna, actually from the Mishnah, in Eilat Treifas, it seems that it's much worse if it's coming from the lungs. Because as far as Treifot are concerned, Nitala Kaved, Volonishtair Menaklum, when it comes to Treifot that are caused by the liver, so over there, as long as there's some liver left, it can regenerate. Masha'inkein, Re'ah, even if it was Nikva, just has a hole in it, or Chaser, even a little bit Chaser, that is something that is Matrif. So how can you say that, here you're saying the other way around, that it's coming from the Kaved, that's more Kaved? If blood from the liver has reached his coughing up, so then it can only be emra t'muche itmach. What's happened is it's degenerated to the point where la loch, it's the equivalent of lo nishtarim in a klum. Omar mar, okay, you said a moment ago that imirei akati itle takanta. There's something to do. What exactly could we do? Well, what we could do is like this. Leite shiva kuni mipirmida silka. You have seven handfuls now of sliced selek, or beets. And shiva kuni pirmida karte, and seven handfuls of sliced leek. And chamisha kuni prida. Should they have those?
Wouldn't be wild territory.
That is a nice guess. Okay. Rashi uses, what's that? Where does he get that from? Okay, I mean, Rashi uses a word that doesn't sound very familiar, but Uncle Art is quoting someone here who says it may be cherry tree. Okay. Who is that? Where are you seeing that?
I guess
Oh, okay. So that's already something else. The Shazif. That's a third possibility. Okay. Plums. Yeah. Okay. And so, in any event, what was that? Where did I get up to? Shiva Kuni.
Oh,
not?
Sorry? It was written wrong, the laws.
But the laws is not even written right, they say.
Actually, it's a grass of some sort, so it's got medical.
So now this is a fourth possibility. Anyway, you can see why I give up. Okay. And then we have, where are we up to over here? Okay, that's fine. That's lentils. We've got three handfuls now of lentils. Vekuna de kamuna, and one handful of cumin. Vekuna de chavle, one handful of his rope pieces. How do they translate it over there in Hebrew? Chavilo. Hemp. It doesn't mean raw hemp, but your chavle means already been put into ropes. It could be of shiuri of chavle, it's any pirishon. Uchenegdan, now you need an equivalent size of kanta patirta, the entrails, Rashi used the word entrail in French, of a firstborn animal. And you cook this whole thing up, l'lifsho, v'lecho, and then you eat this. And then lishte abasre shichra charifa, the teves. You've got to drink now some really, really sharp beer that's been brewed during the month of teves. And that'll do it for you.
Teves
beer. L'kaka. Now, for pain in the teeth, amar rabba baravuna, leite tuma yichida, you have to bring a garlic. Somewhere in this means a one clove of garlic, but the Rashi says a lush of tumi yechida is that the garlic grew with only one clove in it. So it's a mutated garlic. V'nimre say b'mishcha u'milcha, now crush this together with oil and with salt. V'natfe atufre the aluna. The aluna, how do they translate that? Is a... Okay, so that's where Rashi learns it also. So just put it on the thumb, the nail of the thumb, the ahugis of the kayev lay on the side of the one, the side that's hurting you, and the nahadele gadanfa delisha. Sorry, no, because again,
it works.
No, I don't think that's the point. I think the issue is the Gemara attempts to bring us into a milieu, right?
In other words,
when we, When we are discussing things in the Gemara, we're not meant to be discussing them theoretically. We're sitting there at the table, basically, and we're involved in the limud. That's really the difference of learning Gemara and learning, Shulchan Aruch or something like that. In the Gemara, the give and the take and the interrelationship with the world as a whole is very, very primal and very fundamental to the whole limud. And if you don't catch the entirety of the involvement in the culture of the Gemara, there's a culture of Torah. So it's important, I think it was important for Chazal to share the overall sense of where they were embedded for us to be able to appreciate in that context the inyanim that they would say over it, Yafilun Divrei Torah. Otherwise, why include it in the Gemara? Right? So the Gemara is meant to be an overall chibur that is mechaber you. So by giving over these inyanim, it's not just that it gives over the information, but even though it was clear that it's temporary information, it's still important for us to know. Just like it's important to know the way people will, the Gemara will always quote something of Kiryamri Yinshin. They'll give you a popular saying that will express this idea. Because again, that connects you to the overall way in which humanity would relate to the inyanim that the Gemara relates. Otherwise, like Rav Hirsch says, if you take the Torah out of life, you take the life out of Torah. There's no way to have an abstracted kind of Torah if it's Gemara. If it's just halacha, so you write it down. But remember that the point of halacha is that it's called halacha because it's the application of Torah within a context. That's why it changes all the time. So for us to recognize the way the Gemara develops, we have to know what it is that they're embedded in. And then, Bezus Hashem, as Torah, if we have an opportunity to have a Sanhedrin, the idea is now we will recognize how they were embedded in there and be able to place it into different times. And that's what it's meant to be. It's meant to be creative and changing and alive. What's more alive than how to deal with your actual body? So I think a lot of these things are there for that reason, not to give. So otherwise, we say, why bother reading it now? That Rishonim done says to don't use it. But there's value to the actual Torah content of it because of what it does for the Gemara. Otherwise, we'd say you're not even being Yates in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah now. What are we doing here? So there is a Gemara like that where actually somebody complains that he went to learn and all he's getting is a bunch of refuahs. Right? So he went back home, so his father told him, honor Rabba. So then you have both. The Hadar Gedan for the Lisha surround it now. Make a with dough. Use encircle it because you don't want it to touch you. When it's Dar Labisrei, make sure that this what it is that you made over here with the sharp garlic, it shouldn't touch you because it's Kashi LaKavirta, it is problematic in that it can cause you to get Kavirta, which we had before, is leprosy, or at least it's a kilkul of the basar that is similar to tzaras. Yochanan. Oh boy, here's also, they have translations of this. Huh? Where did I? Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, look, Kinchi. Okay, they translate Kinchi as superlative tonsillitis. Very interesting. Okay, well, it makes sense. I mean, Rashi says that basically you're talking about in the back of the throat, blisters that can obstruct you. It makes sense that it would be a tonsillitis. It's what? They use it for mumps? Oh, no, it's not used in the sense of the Chanichayim here. Now Rashi says clearly, don't use it since Chanichayim. The Chanichayim are still used in the Gemara also. Omer of Yochanan, Chumte is just as good as Mamre. Okay, again, where they get this from, I have no idea. But they have pyrethrum is just as good as bald money.
What?
Bald money. What do you have over there in Hebrew? Do they attempt to give anything?
Piltro.
Oh, no. Okay. And Ikra de Chumte, if you can get the actual roots. I'm sorry? Sorry?
Shumar.
Okay. If you get Ikra de Chumte, that's even better than the Mamru. And the Ninkat Papume, keep them in your mouth. Now, that's good for Anilakume. That just sort of keeps it from now getting any worse. What you want to do next is you want it to mature so that it comes to a head. If it comes to a head, then you're able to ultimately get it to burst and go away. So the Vashulet, to mature it, so Laisi Paradereshnaf, yes, you bring now the worst class of the bran, the thickest bran, that is left all the way on top of the sifter. The Talfechei Bafrayu, bring the lentils that are still in the ground in which they grew. And Vashuvlilta, bring Shuvlilta Vachumrata the Chashuta. The Chashuta is hops that's used for beard. And Shuvlilta is always fenugreek, so I'll take that. Take the size of a nut and keep it in your mouth. So that should cause it now to come to a head. Then lid v'tuche, when you want it to actually drain, you want it to burst. So then limpach lecha v'tach lechavarta begilat v'chitata, somebody should take a straw that's made out of the straw of wheat, so it's thin. They should put cress seeds into the straw and have somebody blow the straw directly into the blister, which will cause it to break. Lasuke, if you want it then to be healed afterwards, leitu afen mitur lebetakise, take now some of the dirt that was towards the side of the betakise. They would put like stones around a place in a field where you could sit to form a betakise. Well, wasn't much above by it, but at least formed the kise. And then the part that would be hidden from the sun is the tula de beta kise, and take the dirt from that, and then ligbo bedufsha, mix it with honey, v'nechol, and eat that, the malalei, it's supposed to help. Okay, woo. Levarsam. Yeah, I can't really see, I don't know what they call this. Levarsam, the parsh, this is that it's for what do you call it? For a sinusitis. So then, leisek ifistika dinishador. See, fistuk in those days meant a cone of an erez, Rashi says. So what you do is you bring the size of a fistika, of nishdor. Nishdor, Rashi says, is a chemical that was called ammonica, which I said they translate as ammoniac. V'chiam guze v'chelbana duvshinita. Then you have sweet chelbana, which is generally translated as, you know, in the ktoret as a galbanum, but I don't know what it is. Umole tarvad duvshachivra. You take now a tarvad, which is a full tablespoon of white honey. And mole natla, you take a natla that comes from mechuzah, natla bat mechuzah, which is a mechuzah size of a natla of a revius, of chamer nekida, of white wine. When nishkalino bat yadadi, boil it together, and you can be sure that kiboshel, the nishdor, boshel ekule. The nishdor takes a long time to cook, so if that's cooked, I suppose it remains in a solid state still. If that's cooked, you can be sure the whole thing is cooked. Now, if you don't have those ingredients, later viata the chabad is a chivarta. You want to bring a revius of milk from a white goat, and you take that, let it drip. Venitvaye a tlat kalchikarva, let it drip over three stalks of cabbage, and then nivcheshe begavza the marhiman. Well, actually, they've given up too, but it's a type of tree. You stir it together with a piece of wood from a marmahin tree, which is then supposed to be cooked all together, the gaza, the marmion, bashel lekule. Once that has been softened by the cooking, then you can be sure that the whole thing is cooked, and then you drink that. Vilo, now if that doesn't work, you don't want this one. As a matter of fact, this one is the one that was most commonly used up until recent times, because they always used to use the excrement of dogs. So bring the excrement of a white dog, and nikba benatva. You knead it together with balsam, and you eat that. But try not to do this. But come to Evshir, if you can tolerate the sickness, it's better than the cure. That's how Rashi understands it. And don't do this. Nunavke lo necho, you don't want to eat any excrement, because it's mifrik. It will definitely, take apart your body. You've got a problem of gira, legira. Again, it's not clear what gira is. It seems to be some type of sharp pain, whether it has a very specific, how do they, okay, they just bring the Rashi. They suggest that it's a type of heart condition, maybe caused by an inflammation of the pericardium. Okay, again, it's a nice guess, I don't know. But it sounds good, it means arrows, it means a sharp pain. So what you do for it is, of course, is you bring the sympathetic medicine, you bring arrows. So what you do is, leisa gira de lilta, you bring a meteorite, it's shaped like an arrow, which is pretty common because of the way that it falls, obviously. Nichve, turn it upside down. And nishte maye, nishte, let water drip down the arrow. And then drink that. The ilo, laise mimaya de ishte minar kalba belailia. You want to drink now water that a dog had some during the night, but just be careful that the water was never left uncovered without somebody looking at it to make sure it wasn't a snake didn't get into it or something poisonous. When he's dying, the giluya, be careful for giluya. By the way, if you weren't, the giluya, if you did do something that had to do with drinking water that was uncovered. So then what you want to do is, you drink a full revius now of raw wine without water that's mixed in it. Okay. That's for giluya. Okay. Memursa. So if you have now a cyst, they have an abscess. So antkatachamra ba'ala taloana. You read a loaf, and you mix that with an anpek of wine. The pircha d'aliba, I know they translate pircha d'aliba as a faint heart, but I mean that's often used for palpitations. And you know, I guess if it's the opposite of COVID, later on the yukra d'aliba, so it's not such a bad translation. But I generally translate as pircha d'aliba as actually jumping to the heart, maybe palpitations. So the pircha d'aliba, lete talat, which you want to bring is three chalas of barley. So brushiata desari, rashi's chalas. V'nishtareno b'chamcha. You can put them into chamcha. So you want to put this now into the kutach, which generally is left for a long time. That was the dip that they use. It gets moldy. It could be that it had, penicillin on it. V'nechol, and you eat that, drinking afterwards. Nishnei abatzer chamra marka, then you drink down wine that has been watered, as opposed to chamra chiyata. Ravina, that doesn't make any sense. Of course you can deparach libe. That's going to cause even more palpitations. Why would you want to drink that? Omar lay, so he said to him, no. You've gotten it a little mixed up over here. This was actually anir leyukra libe. This is for the opposite of parpachina of libe. This is for feeling heaviness in your heart. So it's you're just feeling. We don't use yukra libe anymore, but in modern terms. Just a general sense of malaise or lethargy. So what you should use for pircha d'aliba is lesi t'las b'shiyat v'chite. You'd never want to use barley for the palpitations. But here what you should use is wheat. V'nishtarim v'duvsha, let them soak in honey. And ne'echol v'nishte basrayo chaya. You want to drink really strong wine after that. L'tzircha d'aliba, if you're having heart pain, lesi t'las be'a ninya. So bring nanya, mint. And bring now three betim full of mint, ubiyat de chamuna, and cumin of one egg worth, ubiyat de shumshmi, and sesame, and you mix this, eat them all. L'cheev maya, if you have pain in your intestines, let's say, tlas be'a pilpale arichta, this will definitely undo that. So bring 300 long peppers. Mix them in wine. Every day drink 300 in wine. And do this for 3 days. Huh? Sorry? Drink 100 a day. 100 a day. You make 300 for 3 days. In other words, you drink 100.
100 peppers a day.
That should really do in your intestines. Ravin, do you mean Narish? Avale Levati Ravashan. Ravin from Narish had prepared some of this for the daughter of Avashi, who had this disease, and he was able to cure her with only mea v'chamshim, hanididan. We've got a lot more powerful ones here in Bavel, so they work only 150 of them, and that was enough to v'yitasya. He cured her with that. L'chirtza rashas, worms in the stomach, anpeka dechamra v'tarfa de'ara, one anpek of wine together with, they translate it as laurel, Rashi says laurier, so. Lechir tzachivra, if you've got white worms, white stomach worms, leisei bizra of galgila. Galgila is always translated as rocket. I know it's very popular, but I'm not familiar with the plant myself. So bring seeds of rocket. Venitzare b'shistak, rabbit. Yeah. Rugula. I know they sell it. It's not. Huh? It's great for salads. Venitzare b'shistak, wrap it in cotton. Venitzare b'maya, soak it in water, and then drink it. Venitzare. But be careful not to actually swallow the seeds themselves. Because if not, these things can actually puncture your intestines. Now, if you're suffering from diarrhea, so then lamesar sisin retiva b'maya, they translate here as pennyroyal. I know sisin is always translated as pennyroyal, but I don't know what pennyroyal really is. But I know pennyroyal, and it's very, very popular in health. But I don't know what it is. Lamishra, if you're suffering from constipations, so then you want to take the dried pennyroyal, yavishta b'maya, not to get mixed up. The way to remember which one is which is to remember that itza retiva desocha nahara. You have this fresh, oh, they don't even translate it. Oh, how do you like that? The type of vegetation, I'll go with that one. Okay. So a fresh fresh itza, which often causes the clogs up a river, so dams a river, so that way you remember that to dam up your intestines, you want to use the itza, the fresh. Huh? Okay, letachla. If you've got a problem in your spleen, so leisha shave bunidim, with his bed, shave bunidim ayah, so you bring the leeches that grow in water, dry them out, the apshina betula, dry them out, not in the sun, but to let them get dried in the air, and in the shade. Every day, what you do is drink two or three of them in wine. The ilo, now if that doesn't help, if you don't have them, if you want to bring the spleen of a goat that never got pregnant, yeah, they're dead, yeah, swallow it, look at their feel. Now you use this spleen, and you press it on the tanur, which was always done even when you baked by putting it on the side. Venuki lahadei, stand by it. Venema, and then say the following chant: that kiyeched yovish haitachla niyavish tachlaya de ploni bar plonita. The same way that this spleen is dried out, so too should the spleen of the name of the patient and his mother should dry. Ilo, now if that doesn't work, nitachi beni urve de beta chadata. Take that same spleen from the goat, put it on the walls of a new house that hasn't yet dried. Name a hachi, and you say the same thing. The ilo, now that doesn't work. You got to go out. The lifke is from the lashon of bikiyut. So in other words, what it means, you've got to find out where you can get hold of somebody who's died on Shabbos or make an arrangement. So you take someone who died on Shabbos, shechut l'shachet b'shabata, take the hand of the corpse, v'nishkel l'yadeh, v'nut be'atachle, place it over your spleen, I suppose on the outside of your body. The name of Kiyechad Yavish Hayyada, in the same way that this hand dries, Niyavish Takwe Plani Bar Plonita, so too, so, and then again the name of the patient. Vilo, Naite Binyada, so bring now a dog, Vinatavya Beinavcha, roast it using the coals from a smithy, Nechlina Bamaya Beinavcha, and then eat it when it's dripped, you dip it inside the water that a smithy uses to dip his his red hot things into. And then you drink this water, nishta b'mayatavei nafcha, drink afterwards from that water itself. It was actually a maisa, avahu yisa davishat y'mayatavei nafcha. There was a goat that all the time used to drink water that was used from a smith's shop. And when they shechted it, yishtachit lo yishtachit leitachla, didn't even have a spleen left at all. Dried out its spleen, so that's the best thing for problem spleens. Anyway, the ilo of that doesn't work. Open up a whole barrel of wine for this guy. Meaning, let him have lots of good wine to drink. To which Shomler Ravach Breda the Rebbe Ravashi, if he can afford that, he doesn't need you. He's like Chavita the Chamber. Believe me, if he had that kind of money, Losi the Chamber tomorrow, he wouldn't be coming to you for this. But that doesn't mean he'd find a better doctor. It means he would have been in much better health. He wouldn't have to worry about this.
Betrol.
A spleen that's giving you pain, that's swollen. Ella, so obviously you can't afford good wine. What you should do is make sure you get a good breakfast. Ragaba pat shachrit, the maya kulagufa. A nice bowl of Wheaties, that's good for the whole day. Okay, l'rushchata, if you have hemorrhoids, lesi akika v'ilva. So again, I'm going to use their translation here. Akika sounds like acacia, and Rashi uses the same word. Aloz is aloz, which Rashi also says. And then aspircha umartecha, so Rashi also mercury. Martecha, it's when you process silver ore, like a dirty parts of the ore rises to the top, and that's what it's called. And chumrata the pylon, so you take a little, Rashi says a button, like a locket of pylon, which is the name of a fine smelling perfume. Vishiafa the chamimata, so again, either this is the droppings from either a dove or a tarnagol, Rashi brings from his Rebbe. V'ninket b'shach ketekita b'kaita, and the amagufna besito. You wrap this now in rags that are from linen during the summer, which is light, or during the winter, you use semregefen, cotton, and you put that over the hemorrhoids. V'ilo v'shte shichra marka. If not, you can drink beer that's mixed with water. L'shigruna, shigruna is generally a problem, it's probably a type of arthritis, where it's difficult to move your thighs. It's hard to get around. So, laisi patid wimina, you bring now the salt water that comes out of fish, like herring, And when he got Rishitin Zimna Ahaymat Chate, Rishitin Zimna Ahaymat Chate, pour it over 60 times on one hip and 60 times on the other hip, and that should loosen the cartilage. The Tzmirta, if you have now a kidney stone that is blocking urination, so you want to bring out 3 drops of the oil that rises to the top of the tar, and then 3 drops also that you get from squeezing leeks, 3 drops of white wine, and then pour it over a man over the penis and on a woman in the place where she would be urinating from. If that doesn't work, you take the handle of a bottle of some kind, just the handle. You hang it over the penis of a man, or if the patient is a female, you let it hang now from her nipple. The ilo zurita, the sharatech a duma bas duma, bring a red thread that was spun by a woman who herself has a bad reputation, the daughter of a woman of the same kind of reputation. And in that too, little bishba'ama v'lisha bedad, and you hang that over either the penis or over the nipples. The ilo leite kina, the zochrona keva, you take a louse from a male and a female, and there too, little bishba'ama v'lisha botomakom, and you make sure that it irritates the urethra, and that causes urination. But the mashtin, if you're going to actually get rid of this stone, you don't want to urinate the stone out and lose it, because the stone is very useful. So then what you should do is nashkin, you should take now sisna, which is a bush, dry leaves, you put it, yuvishta, bitzinur the dasha, and you put this over here, probably, again, it may mean literally the tzinur the dasha, it catches the stone, or it may just mean in the doorway, which doesn't really make sense, because it seems to be a practical suggestion. And be careful that you catch the material that comes out, because that's good for any type of fever that you have. Still very popular, you know. But when you are exercising a multiple personality, which happens, you know, you could do this in psychiatry. So that's the equivalent of an exorcism. That doesn't mean that we would talk about it as if there's another being in there.
Right.
But what the heck is the difference?
Right.
In other words, if you're talking about a personality, it's essentially a full-scale being that's living off of the same brain cells. You know, so if you kill one of them, you know, like in the Three Faces of Eve, you know.
Right.
If you kill one of those personalities, it's the equivalent of getting rid of a shade, so to speak. So it's different. Well, it is tangible. What do you mean it's not there? Personality is not tangible?
Well,
a person's here when I'm talking to that particular face.
That are, we don't see as tangible.
So again, so you can do this by actually, electric shocking the area of the brain that's causing that personality to come out, or by changing it chemically. You know, but each one of these levels is a nested level within the other. They're not really alternatives. So whatever's happening electrically is just a grosser effect than what you would have done by chemically affecting it, which would have changed the same things that are affected electrically, or by the psychiatry. That obviously, it has to be concomitant. The fact that there's always a big problem in science, is the interrelationship of nested levels. But it's clear that it's got to be a principle of some type of interaction. I mean, we understand that in the end, you're dealing with neurons,
right,
not with psychology. So at whatever level you're going to deal with it, it's going to be affecting the other levels. It's like changing personality by changing your handwriting, or your handwriting changes with changes in your mental state. Which one is which?
It's
the same thing.
It just made me re-sign in Israel and America, because after 24 years, you have to re-sign.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. My sister, I was in Atlanta by my wedding, and she said, it's perfect timing because we need a new signature for you, because 24 years have gone by, and the same thing happened to me back in Israel. I had to re-sign my signature card. And it's scary to see the difference.
No,
the
kid.
Yeah, I was a kid then.
Wow. Never heard of
it. I just, that's a big book
you're talking
about, medicine and
time. Yeah, I mentioned it earlier. There's a number of books. Yeah.
No, that's a more recent one.
It's a much older book.
It's a very big book.
That Rosie used, though. It was German.
Unbelievable
amount of work. To interrelate what occurs in the Gemara with what occurs in old medical books. A lot of parallels.
It's
a whole way of looking at the world that we've just completely forgotten.
The problems of Jewish doctors and concern for medicine is coming also from this Gestalt,
Gestalt, yeah.